Rocks Late, it is Mercury FM's 18th birthday bash until 4 o'clock this afternoon. Now, two of the men join me now, who are instrumental in Mercury FM's success 18 years ago to the day. Firstly, introduce Peter Perry.
Hello, Chris.
How are you, sir?
I'm very well, and it's great to be here.
It's very nice to have you. Now, you're obviously... there's three of you, wasn't there? John Monnet, John Wellington and yourself.
Indeed, there was.
Setting up Mercury.
And we were there in the little hut next to the building in 1983, a year before we went on air.
Blimey.
And it took a while to get it up and running, and it was absolutely marvellous fun. Hard work, but fantastic fun.
Excellent stuff. And on the line, we've got John Wellington, the legend in broadcasting. Mr. Wellington, sir, from Australia, no doubt.
Yes, this will be an expensive phone call.
It will.
But then, Peter, you and I made a lot of money for Radio Mercury, so let them foot the bill to British Telecom.
Absolutely, and we're not paying today.
It's a quarter to midnight here on Sunday night, coming up to Monday morning here in Australia, and they told me that they'd give me a phone call, so, I'm normally in bed at 8 o'clock.
Of course.
With a cup of cocoa.
Glass of water, yep.
No, actually, the funny thing about it is I don't go to bed till 2 o'clock in the morning. Now, being retired, gentlemen, I can, you know, don't have to get up in the morning. So, it's a pleasure to get this phone call, and, gee, the brat has come of age. That little toddler is now 18 years old. Amazing.
What's the best memories you had, like, either the first day or there, or the first few months on air, John?
Look, there are so many. I remember walking around our original studio building, which was Broadfield House, out on Brighton Road in Crawley, and it was a derelict building. It was falling to pieces, and I remember saying to John Amonier, our MD, I said, will we ever turn this into a studio? And yes, we did, and they were very plush studios and very comfortable, beautiful views over the grounds, and they were lovely. I remember the building very well. I remember Peter Perry and John Amonier and I sitting in the hut that Peter was talking about. Peter lied. He said it was hard work. It wasn't hard work at all. We used to just...
No, it was for me, not for you, John.
Now we used to say, I can see you now, Peter, sitting at your desk with your feet up. Glass of wine in your hand.
If only.
No, it was hard work. It was hard work. But we managed to raise the money. I think it was about £600,000.
Oh, yeah, it's just over a million, in fact. All up.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, that shows what the time has done to my memory. I'm getting pretty old now, you know. We did raise the money, and I remember things like the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra recording our jingles, which you're playing in the background there. That was fun. I certainly remember 18 years ago coming on air from Studio 2 and saying this for the very first time is, you know, welcome to Radio Mercury, and playing the theme in full. And I'm trying to remember what the first record was.
Pilot of the Airwaves.
Pilot of the Airwaves, that's right. And I remember we had test transmissions before that, and the first record there was Carpenters, and we've only just begun. I remember that one. But yes, Pilot of the Airwaves. Well, yes, indeed, I remember all of that. Great memories, and it's remarkable to think that it was 18 years ago, because it really doesn't seem like it. It No. really doesn't.
One of my memories, I think, was the fact that we got on air, and there were, apart from all the presenters, it was the camaraderie we had with all the presenters, the staff, and all the advertisers who came on board, and they stayed with us, and it was tremendous. And one of the lasting memories for me was that when we came on air that day on October the 20th, 1984, I turned to my wife and girls, and I said, the strange thing about this is we've just gone on air, and it will never, ever go off again. Ever. I think 18 years on, here we are to prove it.
Yeah.
Do you know, I've often thought that, you know, we're starting up a radio station, because I've been involved in the beginning of a few. As a matter of fact, there's another station that I was involved with just before Mercury, which this week is 21, and that's a big celebration as well. That's Essex Radio in Southend, and then I came to Radio Mercury. But, in fact, Peter, I remember you said that to your wife and to your two daughters, to Claire and Sam, and... you said that to me as well. I remember that, and I thought to myself, isn't it, you know, amazing? It's a bit like setting something into perpetual motion. Once we press that button and put the thing on air, it's it will be there forever, because I think radio will be around for a long, long, long time to come. It may be a different form, and you know, we may not receive it and transmit it the way we do, but it will still be there, and I'm sure Mercury will still be there.
Lovely.
When we're gone, Peter, when we're dead and buried.
Oh, a long time yet, and it's great to wish Mercury, Radio Mercury, all the team and everybody a very happy birthday.
Excellent.
Yes, I'd like to say happy birthday as well too. It's Peter. It's a baby that we were part of the midwife team, I think, and now it's come of age. 18 years of. So you get the key of the door then, or do you have to wait for 21?
No, I'm not sure.
44, I think that one is.
44.
Thanks, gentlemen. It's lovely to speak to you both, and thanks very much for making the effort and getting in touch today.
Pleasure, Chris.
It is your success. You kicked it all off, and hopefully, here's to another successful 18 years as well.
Well, yes, done. Indeed, Ox. Thanks very much. And can I say just one thing? Oh. I think I feel I should say hello to anyone who knows me.
John Wellington and Peter Perry, thank you very much indeed. It's Mercury FM's 18th birthday bash. And this one, for a couple of girls in Copthorne.